This is Proximity, medical stories from the front lines. And I'm your host, Sandy DeLonga. The pandemic turned a spotlight on a glaring problem. Medical supplies and protective gear like masks and gowns, once produced domestically, were now almost exclusively produced overseas, the majority in China. Two decades ago, after the 9/11 terrorist attacks, the country formed a new agency to purchase antidotes, bioweapons, and medical supplies to prepare for the next disaster. This accumulation of goods would become known as the Strategic National Stockpile. At that time, 90% of all surgical masks used in the United States were produced here. By 2005, due to industry consolidations and outsourcing, nearly all of the mask production moved overseas. A final thought here as we wrap up this episode. It's hard to sum up something as massive and impactful as this global pandemic. But the overriding theme today as we speak to people across this nation is hope. Despite the odds, through all adversity, people often have a way of stepping up and presenting their best selves. We'd like to leave you today with some positive thoughts from the heroes we've met on the front lines. From all of us here at Proximity, I'm Sandy DeLonga. Be well and stay safe.